The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most effective, affordable, and comprehensive tools to lead your business across that finish line to victory. Whether you own a small business, you're thinking of starting a business, you own a car dealership, a medical or dental practice, a franchise owner or dealer, or you're simply an entrepreneurial mindset and you're thinking about maybe doing something, maybe launching a business or opening a restaurant, we want to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website, marketing, advertising, employees, and just general information that might help you become a better leader, better entrepreneur, or more efficient with your business. The Sport of Winning would like to coach you to success. Today we're going to be talking about whether or not you should incorporate either with an S corporation or an LLC or run it as a business partnership. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We do apologize. We are in a recorded call today for the program. We've been quite busy at Video Broadcast Services, and we needed to pre-record our shows. A little bit about us. We do own an exclusive marketing firm. One of our tools for success, we use and leverage the power of video to market your business. The use of video right now, by 2018, will be dominating 70 to 80% of all web traffic. So video is where it's at, people. If you want some more information, you can again reach us at info@videobroadcastservices.com to learn more about what we do. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here, and glad to, we've really been putting on some great shows and offering out a lot of really good information and information that business owners can take and run with it. And really, this is a question that a lot of business owners go through on today's show, which is whether or not to incorporate or to form an LLC, a limited liability corporation, or what kind of business structure they should look into for their business.
Right. Right out of the gate, let's just explain to people that everything is going to vary state by state in terms of what your requirements are. And a lot of people, for years I rented from an attorney, and I noticed that he wasn't incorporated, which I thought was really strange. And I asked him, I said, "Mark, I'm a little curious, why are you not incorporated?" He said, "I won't get into the whole reason why I'm not incorporated, but I don't believe in it. I don't believe in incorporating. I believe that you just run everything as a sole proprietorship or a partnership. You really don't need to do that." So it begs the question, I don't know, Kyle, what are your thoughts? I know a lot of people, right when they start a business, the first thing they want to do is incorporate. I want your take on whether or not what your thoughts on the viability of all of that is.
Well, I think it depends on how big your company is and what exactly you're doing. I mean, if you're, cleaning someone's homes on the side as yourself, incorporation might not be the best thing for you. It might just be a little overkill. But, depending on the size of your company and what exactly you're doing, I mean, definitely you want some protection personally, which is what a corporation can offer if you're doing business under your corporation's name and not your personal name. I mean, there's obviously some protection afforded for something like that. And so you really got to look into, you know, the scope of your business, how big it is, and what exactly you're doing. And that can kind of, you know, that alone will steer you into what you're looking to do. If you have any questions, I mean, every state offers us, you know, has a website that offers information on the different types of corporations and what you know, what might fit for your business. And also your local chamber of commerce can also offer some information if you have any questions about what type of business entity you might want to set up your business as.
Right. Well, you know, when weighing the options of comparing, you know, incorporating versus an LLC, it's important, you know, to select the right structure to help maximize your chances for success. You know, through corporations and LLCs, you know, you can both help protect personal assets from business debts and any potential lawsuits or judgments made against your business entity. An incorporated business and an LLC offer different strategies for their benefits. I mean, just a few ways. You know, an LLC, there's no limit on the number of owners. Profit and losses are passed through the owner's individual tax returns, much like if you were sole prop. And there's no annual meeting or minute book requirements. The advantages of a corporation would be is that you can issue shares of stock to attract investors, and the corporate income splitting may help lower your overall tax liability. And again, it's also going to depend on a number of things. So that's just a bracket in which you can function under. The disadvantages of an LLC is you cannot engage in corporate income splitting to lower your tax liability, and you can't issue stock. The disadvantages of a corporation is you have double taxation of corporate profits and shareholder dividends, and you must also hold annual meetings and record minutes, and S corporations have restrictions on the number of owners. So, I mean, for me, I've always believed just running it as a sole prop or a partnership, because I don't believe, and one of the things they don't tell you, a lot of accountants will tell you to incorporate, protect your assets. And in my theory, I know sometimes lawsuits are unavoidable, but I also think you can avoid lawsuits. And I think you should avoid the legal system altogether. But that is going to be an entirely different show, and why, because it's going to be a lengthy one. But basically, you know, one of the things that you have to really think about is that if you do incorporate, you are then going to have to take out workman's comp insurance and liability insurance on yourself, which you may say, well, that's great. If I ever have to lay myself off, I can collect unemployment. You know, and I think that, you know, where you're saving money on one end, you may be spending it on another. So I think it really depends on the type of business that you have. I think it's, you know, it all depends on, you know, how large you want your company to be and whether or not you feel that you would be subject to those types of lawsuits where you would have to be very, very careful about it. I know most people are going the route of an LLC, and I know that a lot of the reasons they're doing that is they don't have to record the minutes and hold those investor meetings. But again, you can't offer your company for stock, which that could be another whole show in and of itself. So, Kyle, I mean, for a business owner, I think that my recommendation, and I'm sure that you'll back me up on this, is that I always say sit tight for a year. You know, let your business kind of play itself out for a year and find out where you're going to be in a year. And at that point, I think you're going to be able to make an educated decision about what you need to do, whether incorporating or an LLC is right for you, or whether or not you can run it as a sole prop or a partnership before investing all that time and money into incorporating.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely not something that you want to just jump into because that can be, you know, the wrong move. And then having to change later could just be, you know, could be very cost productive. So, yeah, I mean, obviously sitting back for a year and just kind of seeing how your business unfolds, and that will give you a better idea of exactly what you should be looking for, what, you know, when you're looking to incorporate, or what kind of business entity or structure you're looking to set up.
Right. And I do believe that if you decide that an LLC, if you decide that a corporation, incorporation is right for you, One of the tools that I utilize quite a bit is illegalzoom.com. I mean, they will take care of everything from your incorporation. They can set up a trust. They can do a will. They can review legal documents for you. Great service. It's kind of like having your own personal attorney on retainer. And I would highly recommend that if you're thinking of doing that, you can check them out. They have some great pricing, and I do believe they are the way to go if you decide to do that. There's other, you know, knockoffs of LegalZoom, if you will. There might be somebody local that you trust, but that's where a great jump-off point if you're thinking of doing that. I'm always looking to save you money. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic today was whether or not you should incorporate or LLC. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know has a product or a website like LegalZoom and you'd like to talk about it in our program, or if you have some useful information or an idea or a product and you think our listeners would benefit from it, in trying to run their business and gain the online edge and the you know, everything incorporated with what they've got to do for business, and you think this is going to mirror well with that, we would love to have you on our program. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com, and in the subject line put guest. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available. We want to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.